Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, grace greetings. Welcome to another podcast. So happy that you're with me today on the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'd like to talk to you for a moment about separating away from the multitude. Let's use the life of Jesus as an example. He did great miracles in the middle of big crowds. I mean, think about the feeding of the 5,000, or when he cures the man of the palsied hand, or even the Gadarene demoniac, where the whole neighborhood showed up to watch. But sometimes, he did things just as miraculous with almost no one watching. No one witnessed the soul conversion of the woman at the well, and only 12 disciples saw him walk on the water. It was in these moments of privacy that brought a different side out of our Jesus, and it brought mighty miracles to those privileged enough to share those moments with Jesus. Think about this one. He's met by a small group of people who bring to him a man that is deaf. Now, it would have been customary for family members to take care of their loved ones, especially those that had physical disabilities. So this was most likely the deaf man's closest kin. And the text from Mark 7:32 says he had an impediment in his speech. This is no doubt due to the fact that he could not hear himself when he tried to speak, which had left his speech underdeveloped. They requested that Jesus put his hand on the young man. Now, Jesus could have performed this miracle in front of the crowd with a few of his disciples looking on, but we see something come out of the heart of the Savior in this story that still resonates with every person today. Verse 33, Jesus took him aside from the multitude. I like to think of it this way. He takes him away from the onlookers, from the gawkers, from the mockers, from the doubters. This young man had never heard any insults against him because his ears had never worked. But he'd seen the looks of frustration on people's faces when they tried to communicate with him. I think he watched the looks of disappointment in people's eyes as they were unable to understand what he was trying so hard to convey. By taking the man away from the multitude, Jesus is really bringing his redemption to the man personally. No crowd interference. Because salvation really comes to every person in a personal way. Some cry and fall on their knees in the middle of a crowded church. Others make no emotional response at all, but their heart aches inside for the love of God. Jesus has always made our redemption a personal, not a corporate thing. We may have corporate invitations in church to come and meet Jesus, but that's just because we're in a corporate setting. But salvation itself is on the inside, where Jesus meets us at the end of our rope and honestly, at the end of our faith. Look what he does next. Mark 7:33, he puts his fingers into his ears and he spit and touched his tongue. Now, there's a lot of commentators that talk about Jesus touching the man's ears and tongue to loose them, but I don't think so. I think Jesus did these things to himself, not to the man. No one had been able to properly communicate with the young man, so Jesus pulls him to the side to say to him what others have been unable to say. Touches his own ears, spits, touches his own tongue to communicate the miracle that he's about to perform on this man. He then looks to heaven and he sighs, no doubt wearied at the desperate case that he finds mankind in. And when he says, "Be opened," immediately the man can hear and speak. The Lord always took the time to communicate the miracle of the gospel to every person. He didn't just heal them, he ministered to them. Let's think about that. May we never weary in doing the same thing to the people around us. It's not enough simply that the world see the miracle, but that the world have the revelation of the miracle of his love, no matter how difficult they may be to reach. Sometimes, let's be ready to pull them away from the multitude and minister love into their heart individually. It's only really the ministry and revelation of love that's ultimately going to make the difference anyhow. I hope you're blessed today. Grace to you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.